This episode of the Out of Bounds podcast is brought to you by Fisher Skis. Hello. How is everyone doing? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy all of it. Happy holidays covers it. It's always the easy one to say. Feels like a cop-out sometimes, too. I hope everybody's been doing well. No episode last week because traveling in Utah, and Ryan's episode had just come out Friday, so I was lazy and didn't put a new one out. Not even lazy, just on the road, and it's the holiday season in the shop, so like I took a red eye. I was in Utah. I flew out Sunday night after we had a ski swap in town here. Ran that until 3, got on a flight for 5, got to Utah by midnight, 12:30-ish, woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Monday morning and just skied some pow with a crew of awesome people. Dave Emerald, Eric Sales, Taylor Pratt, who today's episode's with, Sean Bobby Phillips, my boy Mike, and I'm sure more people throughout the day. It was awesome. So much fun. My legs were smoked, for sure, by middle of the day. Never mind end of the day. By the end of the day, I was like, I think I need an emergency room stat, please. So yeah, I did that, then skied again at the Bird and got a minor injury. We'll see how minor pretty soon. On Tuesday and then Wednesday, skied the difference at Deer Valley with Dave Emerald, hung out, and then took a red eye Wednesday night and got into Western Mass at around 10 a.m. Opened the shop, or didn't open the shop. I was at the shop for 11 and worked all day, hung out there, and it's been nonstop since then. So I apologize for not having an episode last week, but it is what it is. We are here now with episode 82. Before we get into the episode and all the stuff we talked about, just a couple quick sponsor reads here. This is Pearl Wax's last ad on their deal. They've been awesome to me, and I love Jill's awesome. The company's great. The wax is as good as it gets. Be sure to check out everything that they have to offer, pearlwax.com, and also check out their Instagram at pearlwax. Post a ton of great content. They have some big stuff coming down the pipeline for sure. They are now the official sponsor of the U.S. Olympic Alpine teams. I hope I'm saying the specifics of that correctly, but that they are the official sponsor, wax sponsor, of those teams. The stuff is great, and I don't think that's any question. They're a very environmentally conscious company. You can see all of the great things that they're involved with and that they do on their website, pearlwax.com, and you can use promo code OUTOFBOUNDS to save 20% on your purchase, on your first purchase. If you're going to do this, this is the time to do it, for sure. I also wanted to thank Sawatch Hemp for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. These guys have been super supportive to me and this show, so show them some love if you can around the holidays. Whether it's a follow on Instagram or trying some of their products. I mean, they make the best CBD products. I feel like everybody says that about every CBD company, but I really enjoy working with these guys. I think the people make the difference in a lot of cases, and the product is rock solid. It's great. I use the tincture all the time, like pretty much every day, the soft gels. I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and I was like, they were like, do you actually feel a difference? And I was like, you know, for me, like, I'm not a great supplement taker, but when I take the soft gels often and I take them consistently for a couple weeks, I feel a 100% difference in the way, like, there's a noticeable difference in how I feel. Same thing with the salves, the rub-on stuff. That stuff is amazing. It smells great. I almost said it tastes great. It smells great, and it works. It definitely has brought down the inflammation in all the areas that I need it in, which lately seem to be everywhere. It's been great. So the episode. Episode is with Taylor Pratt. Oh, before I get to the episode, sorry. I get overexcited about these things. Soutwatch.co. You can use promo code Out of Bounds to save 15% on your purchase. Please do. The stuff is awesome. The whole crew over there is great. So super psyched to be working with those guys through 2020. And episode 82, Taylor Pratt. Taylor Pratt is a similar. Taylor Pratt is a fucking G. This episode was super fun to do. We got to do it in Snowbird's marketing offices, so thank you to Snowbird. He's a ridiculously good skier, and I think if you just like click to his Instagram page, you'll be like, "What the fuck?" Because some of the stuff is ridiculous. It's nice to be skiing around with dudes like that are great at shooting photos, but I mean, this level is ridiculous. Like, this dude is really, really great. He's also just a fun dude to hang around with. I'm sure you guys will get that from this episode. We talk about a bunch of stuff from skiing at Snowbird from an early age, growing up in Utah as opposed to moving to Utah, some of Lindsey Vonn's recent comments, racers in general. It's not really shit talk. It's all fun either way, but just addressing some comments that were made and just kind of hanging out and having a chat. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I know I did. It's one of my favorite interviews of the trip. You can follow him on Instagram at @T_prism. Hate underscores. I've got one in my own personal feed, but nobody gives a shit about that. T_prism, PRIZM. Give the dude a follow. And if you're like, I don't know if this episode's for me, just look at this motherfucker's page and just look at how much sick shit goes on. Apparently every day. Apparently every day this dude has fun. And if you want the sports, hot sports takes, that's all his Twitter feed is really. His hot sports takes and comments on college sports, professional sports, the whole nine. So without further ado, here is episode number 82, that rhymed, with Taylor Pratt. Be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you can. I'm sorry, I'm throwing extra shit in here. There is further ado. Confirmed, there is further ado. Please leave us a review on iTunes if you get the opportunity. 5 stars, and then let us know why you like the show. If you can, if not, 5 stars is plenty on its own. I really, really appreciate it. I want to keep growing this thing as much as we possibly can. And then we'll go from there. So now, actually, without further ado, episode 82 with Taylor Pratt.
Who are you? What do you do? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Taylor Pratt. I'm from Salt Lake City, which is cool. And I ski up here at Snowbird for Snowbird and a little closer.
Yeah, get a little closer.
Okay. And I ski.
That's it.
Yeah, I just ski.
That's it.
And nothing else. not really much else. I coach skiing.
Okay.
So that's cool. Yeah, I coach the Free Ride team up here and
okay.
That's pretty much my source of income in the winter.
How did you get into skiing? Like, I mean, that's always the...
Well, my dad grew up here and obviously grew up skiing. Snowbird Open when he was 3, I believe. So he started skiing as soon as he could pretty much walk. And I mean, he wasn't like the most devoted skier, but he was up here all the time skiing by himself with his friends from high school and his neighborhood friends. And then he grew up, had me, and I was in a backpack riding around on the tram at like 1.
That's awesome.
So it's just been part of my life since I was a kid. And I was pretty much just like waking up every day and staring at these mountains. Like,
yeah.
My neighborhood is called Tramway Drive. Because I can literally see the tram, the top of the tram from my house.
That's awesome. How do you take that for granted sometimes? Do you feel like you take it for granted sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like that's a hard question because like it's hard to admit sometimes.
Yeah.
But you can't not. Like you're born into it. You don't know anything else. But like even today, right? Like we skied today, it was fucking awesome. Like I get that only when I go other places. Like yeah. I never get that at home.
Yeah.
You get that often.
I get that almost every day.
Yeah, that's so annoying. That is so annoying, just so you know.
Like, yeah. I know it's super annoying about Utahns. It's like, oh, I have to drive 45 minutes to the resort instead of like 20. Like going anywhere else, it's like almost a pain in the ass for me to drive more than 45 minutes. And I know that I'm just being a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit, but at the same time, if you don't have to,
yeah,
why would you? Like, this is about as ideal. I mean, maybe we shouldn't be pumping up Salt Lake and
yeah, Salt Lake sucks.
It's awful. Yeah. So that was actually my next question was, how do you feel about like tourism in this city and in this area is a huge part of what makes it what it is.
Yeah.
How do you feel about more and more people, especially with Icon now? How do you feel about the whole deal? And you can be honest about it, I guess, to an extent. But
I think it's going to take a lot of time for people to accept it.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not going to be like welcomed for a long, long time.
Mm.
Just because, I mean, you ski Alta and Snowbird and you expect to ski like waist deep pow every day by yourself and not have to sit in lines all day. But I think just it's going to take some time to get used to, and people are going to get used to it as we go on. And it sucks. The city's growing. We have people from everywhere skiing here. Like on my way up here, I was sitting behind a Florida car going 20 in the 40s. So it was, people are very like, I'm trying to think of the word here, like territorial about Snowbird that are locals.
Yeah.
And they see the Icon Pass and they see the Epic Pass and they see people from Park City, and it makes them very angry.
Well, it's kind of a locals only place in a lot of ways. Like, and Utah in general has that kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
But as someone who grew up here, you can probably understand why people want to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's reason to not. Like, there's so many good things about it.
Yeah. You start talking about it, and then halfway through, you like bragging about how sweet Utah is. You're like, oh, I should probably shut up because then everyone's going to want to come here.
Exactly. That's my point. Like, I mean, that's always the thing. Whenever I'm like, oh, I'm going, like, the first comment is like Digi saying, it sucks here. It's terrible. It's raining.
Yeah.
So
everyone should go to Colorado.
To your point, like, a rain day here is better than a rain day at home, because that's happening every day. So yeah. I don't know.
I haven't skied a rain day.
All right. Anyway, moving on from this. So you're skiing for K2 now.
Yes.
What's that like? How did that come about? Because the number one, whenever I have any athlete on here, like, the first question is like, ask them how I can be sponsored too. And I, like, my answer is always like, I'm not going to ask that question from you, because everybody asks that question. Like, how did it come about?
I was using sales as kind of like an agent manager.
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I need a ski sponsor. I'm tired of paying for skis. I want to look. And he's like, give me a list and I'll try to talk to people. And I was like, well, this is kind of the list. I laid down a few brands, and I didn't put K2 down just because I didn't think it was really possible.
Mm.
Just because of like, not my skiing, but just knowing K2 and how sick everyone on that team is. I was like, okay, I'm going to try and be realistic here. But he's like, he called me one day and said, they need someone from Salt Lake. Are you interested? And I didn't even hesitate. I was like, yes, please. Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Don't even ask what they want.
yeah. And within like the first year was getting skis. I got like the next year's skis. December, skied on those, and then they switched team managers, kind of changed it around a little bit, and I got put on the photo shoot that we did out here, which was sick because I got to ski with Pep.
Yeah.
And that was
I'm like supposed to talk to him this week, and I'm just like kind of shitting my pants.
He's super nice. He's like really down to earth. One of the like, I could sense, like, even Fino and the other kid that was with us, like, we were all just kind of like, oh, this is Pep.
Yeah.
And we would go ski, and he'd just, we'd be like, oh, this cliff looks cool. This looks cool. And he'd be like, that looks cool. And it'd just be like something that none of us could even picture before that. So that was really cool. And then got to go out and ski on the new line. I don't know if I should be saying that.
Probably say it. Everybody knows that everybody, like the athletes and people involved in media, like ski the shit earlier than everybody else. That part's fine.
So I got to ski those in New Zealand this summer, and that was probably the coolest trip I've been on. Snow wasn't the best, but it was.
Yeah, they didn't have a great year down there.
No.
I'm sorry.
But it was New Zealand.
Yeah, you're skiing in the summer.
Yeah. It was unreal.
Is that your first time?
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really know many people that have skied New Zealand. There's one Kiwi out in Salt Lake that I know, and he's like, dude, you're going to be stoked. And I went out there for a week, and every day we'd get to the top of a new run and look around for like 15 minutes just trying to take it all in because it was mountains everywhere and then just see.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you manage just skiing every day? Like, does it get old for you? Do you still have the same drive, like, all the time to ski every day? Because that's, I think, with anybody that's good at anything, like, the reason you like what you're doing to a certain extent is that it challenges you in a lot of new ways. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like it still challenges you in a lot of ways? Do you still feel the same drive as you did when you were younger?
I think so.
Or do you feel more? Do you feel,
I think now that I can like sense myself making certain moves and skiing that I'm like trying to find. I mean, it's not hard to find skiers that are better than me, but I'm like trying to find things that like, oh, I could work on this.
How you can progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I sit at home and watch. I mean, if I feel like unmotivated or anything, I would sit at home and watch ski videos. And it's like, oh, I'm not even close to as good as Sammy Carlson. So I'm just going to like put those like things that I like in his skiing and try to like incorporate them into mine, not really trying to like steal his style, but like, oh, this looks cool.
No,
people
still,
enjoy watching this. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's especially people like Sammy, like Tanner, like people that have been around for so long that you can't not look at that and go like, I want to be like that guy in a certain, I mean, you want to be your own guy still. You still want to be
exactly.
You, but there's so many different things that these guys do that you're like, fuck, like this is totally different level. So I don't know, it's a weird thing, the whole pro ski thing, to me, I don't understand in any capacity. So like every time somebody tells me like, oh, this is what I do, I ski every day, I'm just like, so what else do you do like during the day, like what else do you like to do beyond skiing?
Well, you probably noticed that I really like sports.
Yeah.
For sure. In my obsessive talking about how much I hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
And, that was like another thing I grew up with, was watching sports. Like that's how I learned how to read, was watching or reading the sports section in the newspaper.
Was reading. That's awesome.
So I don't know why. I just took to sports as a kid too. And
did you play sports as a kid?
Yeah, but I wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because if you can't tell, I'm really short.
I can tell that is part. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. But. I tried to play football and I tried to play basketball, and those are two sports you have to be like 6'5".
Yeah, being big is a good thing.
So it didn't really work, but I always enjoyed watching and talking about it for some reason.
Yeah. No, it's fun, and that's a weird thing too, because a lot of skiers don't have any interest in actual sports.
No, I have a lot of friends here that are like, what is your problem? Why do you care?
And I say actual sports like in a nice way. Like I had this, like I was on like a roll with asking people if they thought skiing was a real sport or not. Like, and I still like don't know how I feel about it either way. I think it's an activity, and I think it's more than a sport in a lot of ways, because it utilizes a lot of different things. It utilizes a lot of different aspects. It's so mental. It is physical, but it's definitely equal parts mental, and I just don't know.
Do any of the like real sports, quote unquote, have the culture that skiing does?
I don't know. No, I don't think so at all.
So I think, I mean,
it's different. It's more, it feels more like you feel more attached to it, I guess. At least for me, like, and I played other sports growing up, like, and I don't know. I it's just not the same thing. You feel like this is like your community.
Yeah.
In every way.
I mean, everything about it you're attached to, and you'll defend certain parts of skiing to the death. And I feel like, I mean, being a professional football player and being like a professional basketball player, you expect to be like traded.
Yeah.
Like you move city to city to city. Whereas like you move to one city, you make that your home base and you stay there.
Mm. Yeah, but with skiing, it's sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Like you can move on from a sponsor. Like you're like, oh, pushing, like in this case, we won't use K2 as an example, but like say you're sponsored by Atomic and like you're pushing Atomic, yeah. Atomic. And then like Atomic's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
What now? Like you're going to go, oh yeah, now I'm pushing this thing or this thing. Like that's a weird thing too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's also like, it's loyalty, like in a certain way. It's like you're pushing who you feel is going to support you in the best way, which I think is the cool part about it too. I don't know. That comparison has been brought up a couple times to me, and I feel like every time I'm just like, sponsors and teams are the same in a lot of ways. Like, but not, I know there's also like a football player may also be sponsored by Nike and then get dropped in the move, but it's not the same thing. You're not pushing it in the same way because it doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
In skiing, like you saying you're on a K2 matters a lot.
Yeah.
To somebody. And it matters a lot to K2 because the base is smaller. Like, there's not nearly as many people that are looking for skis.
Yeah. You don't have millions and millions of people watching you every day, and you also aren't making a bajillion dollars to just
no.
bash your head in.
No. And that's actually one of my next questions is, how do you deal with the financial aspect of it? Like, how do you make it work for yourself just being able to ski all the time?
I work my ass off in the summer.
Yeah.
And I mean, landscaping is cool. It's fun to a degree. It's like satisfying to watch as your work kind of like goes from a pile of dirt to like a really cool little, like you got trees and shrubs and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's also 102 degrees out and
it's hard work.
Yeah. Yeah. So all summer I'm doing that, saving money and just trying to tell myself like, this is going to be for skiing. You're going to be stoked when you have all this money. Don't quit. Just keep going. And it pays off when I start skiing. I know that skiing doesn't make much money, but it's really fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
So it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you happy.
Yeah. I mean, and anywhere you go, you'll meet people that are like, I make like minimum wage, but I get to ski every day. And that makes my life, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's funny because you'll see a lot of those people that are making minimum wage on the hill, but they're skiing every day, basically. Mm-hmm. You'll see those comments on Instagram, and it's like, lucky. But it's like, you're making sacrifices to do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give something up in order to get that.
Yeah.
In a certain way. I mean, some people don't, but that's the rare few. So most of us are giving up something so that we can do the things we want to do. For sure.
Exactly.
I think in a lot of different ways. What do you have planned for this winter? What's on tap? Like, what's the big?
Skiing as much pow as I can here.
Yeah.
Because
which is not a problem. Yeah. Not a problem.
It has not been a problem so far. And then trying to put together some sort of project, edit, something like that, that showcases my skiing. I feel like I've just kind of slacked on that past couple of years. And so I really want to make something that really like shows my skiing other than just like an Instagram video or a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of my priority for the season.
How much value do you think your sponsors or brands in general are putting on the whole Instagram thing?
I think some brands do more than others.
Okay.
It seems like to me, yeah. But I think that all brands recognize what it does.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if someone's skiing on, like, for instance, K2, if someone's skiing on those skis and people are like, those are sick, like, I want to ski on those because I see you skiing on them, I think that there's definitely value in that. But I think there are brands that are like, we want more.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of torn. like lately I think that it's less valuable, especially because like there's the whole Instagram thing where like they're kind of chopping down everybody's engagement levels. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's way harder to reach your audience. Like people that actually follow you may not see your shit. And I think that's part of the whole, I think that's a problem for a lot of athletes in particular.
Yeah.
Where you're not reaching as many people, but it, I think it was just, I think it was overvalued from the beginning. Like I think a lot of brands were like, yeah, you have how many followers? Yeah. Great. Awesome. Like that. It doesn't matter if you're good at all. Like it matters that you have a following.
Yeah.
And I think there's some value in that, but it's,
there's value in followers, but how much value?
There's value in being good too.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like,
right.
That's been my thing is I don't want to have followers if I'm not a good skier.
Mm.
Like if I am falling every clip,
yeah,
I don't want those like followers. I don't deserve that.
Yeah.
But you see, yeah, I mean,
there's tons
of skiers that like don't really ski and they have tons of followers. Oh,
yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a reason that people follow people.
Yeah.
They pick whatever the reason is that's important to them and they kind of move. They move on from it, you know, like they're just like, all right, I like this guy because he's pretty looking. I like this girl because she's pretty looking. Like I like this guy because he skis huge cliffs. Like there's like a reason for everybody that follows there. Or, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think that and then I like look at some of the people I follow and like there's a lot of people I follow because they look real nice. Like they have a big butt. Like I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, this is great. And this is why I follow this page. So I think it's, I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Like, I do. I every once in a while I'll go through like who I follow, and just kind of like make fun of myself.
Yeah.
So why am I following this person?
Do you edit it? Like do you cut them out? Like,
yep.
You
yep.
just start unfollowing.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
I do that too. I think it's a smart thing to do. The social media thing in general is something I've kind of like beat to death on this show, and
I think every podcast does.
Every podcast does, but it's because it's a thing to talk about and it's a thing that's annoying, but we're all going to do it. So like we kind of have to talk about it and acknowledge it because otherwise it just seems like we're all doing it and like not aware of it somehow.
Yeah, like, it's not like self-aware of what's...
Like, I have to use it. I have to post every fucking day. It's super annoying. Like, I don't enjoy it and I think it's dumb. Like every time I post and I put up a quirky caption, I'm just like... Like I'd be mad at myself if I was reading it in a lot of cases. So I don't know.
I try to keep that to a minimum. I don't want to post like some cheesy ass caption.
I try to too. I would really rather not have any caption in everything. I know, but
just post it and be done.
I don't know. Some people are better at it than others. Yeah. Are you going anywhere this winter? Do you have any plans to go other than here? I mean, you are at one of the better places to ski, so you probably don't have to.
It's hard to leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm trying to work out a trip to BC.
Cool.
When
are you going?
February.
Okay.
I believe. I just see how sick the skiing is out there. And if you hit it at the right time, it's mind blowing. Like and I've been there a couple times and I've skied Revelstoke and I think I fell in love with that resort. Like,
you should come in Blanket. You should come to Interior BC.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, dude, 100%. Like, I think I'm going second week of March.
Okay.
Dude, it's, with Kapow. Marty's a K2 guy. Like, I bet you can work it out. I bet it's a thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Dude, it's going to I think it's like, so all I know that all the people that I know are going is like me, Sage, Catabriga, Losa, like Marty Schaefer. And that's the crew so far, I think. I don't know who else is on so they call it Intense. You're like, you're in a
with
tent.
With two T. Oh, okay.
You're in a tent.
Intense.
Yeah, it's intense because everything Marty does has a pun and it's so exciting,
is he a dad?
Hilarious. I don't think so.
He's just already on the dad joke.
He loves dad jokes. That's his, like, it's a shtick. He's been doing it for everything. Yeah, it's like he put a picture up of him in the woods like yesterday or today and he's just like, good wood. And I was just like, all right, man, like, cool. Like, this is super dumb. People love that shit. And he's the happiest motherfucker in the entire world because all he does is ski pow every day.
It's hard to not be happy. Yeah.
It's hard to not be happy for sure. Yeah. You should totally figure out a way to come out. Like, I think it's the second or third week of March. We'll talk about it after. Like, it's a blast.
Yes.
I'm super excited. So,
is it a cat skiing op or is it just like you fly into a...
It's a good amount of ski touring. They take you, like, you park your car or whatever. And you, from what I understand, you take a helicopter into the zone and they have like a little tent village set up and you just camp out there for 4 days and just hit lines over and over and over and over and over as many times as possible. They do like a regular one that's like in their little like true chalet that's mm-hmm. like catered and shit like that. But I don't know. This is the one he asked me about, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Sounds dope as shit. Like, I'm super down. Yeah. So I'm basically not working all of March. So I'm like, I'm doing that for 4 or 5 days, and then Banff is right before that. You should do that too.
Oh, sick. Dude. I've been to Banff in the summer.
I heard it's beautiful in the summer. I haven't been in the summer.
It's really cool.
I can imagine. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, he's coming in the spring too. Like, it's gonna be a blast. Like, Finno's actually coming. I think I'm pretty sure Finno's coming to the Banff trip I'm going on too. So it's,
oh really?
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be like a real legit. Yeah, we'll talk about this after. Anyway, like, people are gonna be like, "Fuck you guys." So no, it's gonna be a blast though.
That sounds sick.
Where else have you skied? Like, where else do you like?
I've only skied Jackson once, which is the price because it's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. I've skied Targhee a bunch. Okay. I really like it there. Not a lot of Colorado. I enjoy Montana, but I've only really skied there 3 times.
Okay.
It's just hard to leave here.
Dude, you got to get out of here.
I know.
You got to get out of here.
I know.
Dude, that's the one thing. Everybody shits on me for living in Springfield still, but like, it is bullshit. Like, Springfield is not good. But I'll tell you what, like, I go somewhere every month. Like, I'm like, I got to go somewhere new every month. And that alone, like, it forces me out of there because I don't ever feel like I'm in the place to be. Yeah. I feel like I'm in the worst place to be at all times. So it makes me get out of there. There's so many good places, dude.
No, yeah, I totally know that.
You're young enough, I guess, that it doesn't matter. And you got tons of time.
I traveled when I was younger because I did the Fred Wolf qualifiers and like the junior tour.
What was that like?
It was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good or bad weird?
Both?
Yeah.
Both, okay. Yeah. You get the like serious competition side of it, but there's also like the... We're here to just ski and have fun. So there's like, it definitely is way more relaxed than I think any other type of competition skiing. But it was definitely cool to grow up and like be traveling because it was like that. Like once the ski season started, like come January, I was gone in January for a week. And then I would be gone like almost 3 weeks in a row in like February or March skiing like Targhee or Crested Butte or Tahoe, places like that. So yeah, I'm gonna try and take your advice and go other places.
I think it's a good idea.
It is a good idea
because it's fun. Like you are like a free ride skier. You can ski wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
like this is great. Like don't get me wrong, I would ski here every fucking day if it was like as close as it is for you. But at the same time, there's so many sick places out there.
Yeah,
like there's just and every time I go somewhere new, I'm like, how did I not know this was a thing? And every time I'm like, I'm fucking idiot. Like you're dumb. You're dumb. Why didn't you do this earlier? You know. So that's my only thing, I guess.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? There seems to be some separation, especially recently and on Twitter, from like the race culture of skiing and the ski culture of skiing.
Yes.
Specifically Lindsey Vonn, and we can check out her tweets, and I'm sure she deleted some of that shit, but maybe not, but.
I doubt it.
She doesn't have to. She's Lindsey Vonn, so.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about her comments and the separation, I guess, between the two? And she also, like, I did like that she acknowledged the separation between the two. She was like, yeah, well, we are.
If you didn't, you're dumb.
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah, you're just straight up lying.
The fact that someone would say that there's no passion in ski movies.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Has never seen a ski movie in the past, like, 30 years.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous thing to say. I could not believe she said that.
Saying there's a void of passion in free skiing is... probably just like you make that comment and people automatically know you're out of touch.
Oh, people came after her. Although,
I kind of did.
You kind of did too. And I wanted to. And then I was like, you know what? She's Lindsey Vonn. She's so out of touch. Like, she's dating PK Subban. Like, she's been dating like Tiger Woods. Like, she's not in the same class as you or I, like, in terms of like the people and the types of people that she deals with. So I don't know that skiing is even fun for her, you know?
It doesn't sound like it is.
Doesn't sound like it is. If she says that, like, this shit is not passion project, like, there's no feeling in it.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably the only intersect in, like, skiing where it's, like, you're just doing it for money. Same as a lot of people will play football and basketball. But yeah, like obviously out of touch. And you watch any ski movie the last 30 years, you 6 minutes in, they've said passion like 10 times.
Yeah. And on the heels of like some of the most passionate projects, like that, Pollard's project was
Drawn From Here, yeah,
was awesome. Like that had so much heart in it. Like, and there was the new Ben Chetler one,
yeah,
like the new Level One. I mean, there's so many good ones that came out this year.
Yeah.
So for say that, it's just like, just because her fucking documentary made me real mad. I was just like, all right.
Well, and to make that with
on HBO
with Teton Gravity,
yeah.
Which is someone that like every single one of their movies it has some sort of like synonym of passion in the movie.
Yeah. That was annoying. I saw you commented on it, so I was like, all right, well, I'll bring it up. Because, like, I also wanted to bring it up, but I didn't want to like bring it up to somebody who hadn't heard about it and be like, hey, you or Lindsay Vonn said, and then I'm going to be the angry guy bringing it up.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it seems like more and more racers are in touch with that. I don't know about Michaela Schifrin, but like the racers that I know here definitely have like that connect. And I think a big part of like Snowbird and their race team is that like if it snows like 6 inches, we're not racing.
Yeah,
don't even know. We're not gonna go do that. We're gonna go free ski because we're at Snowbird One, and that's like I had my friend Bryce Astle. His whole thing was like the best I could be at skiing is if I go free skiing every day.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel a little weird. I just feel a little weird about ski racing in general right now. Like I feel like, and I don't get the connection either. Like I don't get why it's more associative for people to be like, yeah, I'm really connecting like on a mainstream level with ski racing. Cause it's not normal. Like it's not accessible for people. It's the least accessible version of skiing.
Yes.
It's very difficult and it's not that fun. Like I don't think it's fun at all, but like there's some days I guess that it's fun. Like it's not.
If you're from the East, maybe?
No, it sucks. Like it's like you're ice? Doing the shitty stuff all the time. Like when you're doing it, it's like I'm good at skiing shitty stuff. Like that's cool that you're good at skiing bullshit, but nobody wants to ski that. You should be good at skiing the stuff that people want
to
ski.
Yeah, and it's not really fun to watch unless you ski.
No, it's terrible to watch. Like unless it's like the very top level.
Yeah.
And like those, sometimes they're good to watch. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But even Michaela, it's like you watch a race run and it's not nearly the same as watching like a free ride edit.
Hey, like not at all.
It's not like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, she hit a bunch of sticks real fast going down to like, I mean, it's like when you really boil it down, she spent a bunch of money, got a bunch of gear, and just went fucking tick, 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 tick down up. Like, that's what happened. So,
she just bashed a bunch of plastic into her face.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get how that's the most relatable version of skiing for people. So, but I don't know.
I mean, do you know if like the world, because they do like the Olympic channel.
Yeah.
Do you think that the World Cup events do better than like the X Games?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Really?
I think they do. I think the Olympic ones do.
Okay.
Anything Olympic wise, like, as soon as that word's there, people are like, because people don't know. Like, that's the difference between your mainstream audience really has no idea what goes on most of the time.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, they just know what's fed to them information wise. They know headlines, they know basic information in a lot of ways. And that's not everybody. The majority, it's weird because we say, I don't know. It's a weird thing. And I think that it's all going to change going forward once this all becomes more accessible to people. Like once people see more and more edits that are available online, like people see people free skiing. I mean, even people like Candide, like his videos blow up every time he drops a new video. Like it actually like makes it to a mainstream channel and it's like, what the fuck did this guy
just
do?
Really
which is,
good.
Which is awesome. It's great news for skiing, for the whole sport, for winter sports in general. I think it's huge. But the Olympic stuff kind of makes people think that like skiing is still this old white guy sport that it was 20, 30 plus years ago. Like, and it's not the same thing. So I think that part kind of bums me out sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a negative part of it. I don't want to just get stuck on the negative part of it. So let's do some questions because you got some.
Oh, God.
All right, there we got questions.
Okay.
You ought to follow. Wants to know, what's your favorite zone at the Bird and why?
Oof. Did you ski Dalton's with us today?
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was really good. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That my legs died. I was dead.
Yeah. Like, you can, on like days like today,
yeah,
if you really want to get your legs fired up,
yeah,
you can ski that from the top all the way to the bottom of the tram, fall line the entire way down, and it's probably the most consistent pitch.
Yeah.
At Snowbird, pretty much.
Yeah.
Other than maybe Baldy.
Yeah.
And
Baldy was sick.
Yeah.
That was my first
Baldy. That was your first Baldy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was crazy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a ton of fun. Everything today was
fun. Yeah, you can ski that thing to the bottom.
Yeah.
And that'll be either my first or my last run.
Mm.
First, if I'm feeling good that day. Last, if I'm like, all right, I need to stop. So I'm going to do this to make myself stop.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
But it's really fun.
Dude, my legs were smoked. My legs were so dead. Like, and we were here for first tramp. Like, we were here, right, ready to go. Like, fucking lapping as soon as we got here. So, like, by the end of the day, that last run, like, when everybody was like, we'll try to get last, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm so out.
I felt so bad because I was like, okay, Eric made it.
Dude, I saw them.
Be right behind me.
I literally was watching them. I was with them, right? And then as soon as I see them, like, cut off and go further down, I'm like, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to sit right here, and I'm not going down, dude. I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not. We have groomer days in New England. We do not have powder days.
Yeah, there's, like, this such is not a the same. Weird thing, especially in this canyon, where, like, Alta, you got to ski till – they're open till 4:30. So you got to ski till 4:30, and then you go out to – what is Alta's like most consistent pitch, which is High Boy. Okay. So if you're out here and you get to ski Alta, go ski High Boy.
Okay.
And make sure that's either, make sure that's your last lap.
Okay.
You're gonna hate yourself. But you go up there, you hang out, you have a beer, or many of the other things that people like to do on top of High Boy, and you ski to the bottom. You go top to bottom after that. Or here, you ski to the last tram, take the last tram, and then, you know, ski your legs off.
Yeah, that's basically what I did today. So I don't know. We'll see how tomorrow goes. next question is from OZ Skier, Digital Dave.
Oh, God.
The Digi Dave. Wants to know, all right, he's got like 7 questions. I'm just going to rapid fire. Peruvian Gulch or Gad Valley?
Peruvian Gulch.
Okay. When does Mineral
Why did
open?
You think I was going to answer Gad Valley?
I have no idea. I don't know. He probably did it. He probably was just like, question, question. When does Mineral open?
Ask him.
I don't think he does. why are you a Broncos fan?
Because.
Why would you be a New England fan, though? To his point, why would you be a New England fan? I think it's worse if you're a bandwagon fan. I'm going to say that hard.
I have a friend that is a bandwagon fan.
That's terrible. That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah. Well, and I asked him, I was like, you're not from that area. Why are you a New England fan? He's like, well, I was like 6 and I saw Tom Brady, and that's why I wanted to be a fan. And so we just, every weekend, I text him and I'm like, how's being a bandwagon fan?
Yeah. No way. I hate that shit. That shit makes me so mad. Like, so I'm a Lakers fan. I've been a Lakers fan since I was a child.
Really?
Since I was a child. So I have this picture of me at a birthday at like a pool party, like fat as shit, wearing a fucking Lakers hat, like as a like a little kid. So like I have that shit on deck now because like everybody's like, oh, just a bandwagon fan. I fucking hate LeBron. I do not like LeBron in any way. He's a great basketball player. I don't like him. So I'm not happy about him being there. So that's. I get the not wanting to be a bandwagon thing, I guess. So
yeah, my mom's side of the family is all from Cleveland, so we have a very love hate relationship with LeBron James.
I just don't like him, man. I really don't like him. He gets my fucking gears going every time he whines. I'm like, you're the best physical athlete that I've ever seen in my entire life, and you're whining about people breathing on you and shit. Like Lance Stephenson, like fucking blew at you, and you're like, you're yelling about shit, dude, and you're whining. I'm just like, dude, you could eat that motherfucker, literally eat that motherfucker. So why are we talking about it? So, yeah. That shit makes me. So why are you a Broncos fan? I still don't get it. Still doesn't answer the not. Like, not being a bandwagon fan doesn't mean that you have to be a Broncos fan.
Well, yeah. But Utah, you grow up and you don't have a football team.
Yeah, okay.
And like I said, my mom's side of the family is from Cleveland, and you don't really want to be a Browns fan.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of being a bandwagon fan. Like, if you want to be a Browns fan, you're just going to suffer. But
yeah, that must hurt.
Yeah. So
especially this year, like people thought they were going to be good.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, same goes for the Broncos though. We've had a rough year.
Yeah, you guys suck too. So, I mean, Giants suck too. So yeah. Like, it's really everybody's just bad.
So yeah, I mean, my dad pretty much was watching the Broncos, so I just kind of adapted that as a team. I watch more college football than anything.
Who's your baseball team? Do you like baseball? Do you think baseball is dumb?
I don't think it's dumb. I am.
You think it's boring?
Way too ADHD to watch.
Yeah,
baseball.
Same. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. What's your favorite sport?
To watch football.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good pick. For me, it's basketball, but football's a close second. Like, once you get it, once you really get football and how it works, and
yeah,
that's the thing is like, that's always the complaint I hear about football is like, there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of weird rules that don't make any sense. And you're just like, what did he do? He grabbed him? Don't they grab people all the time? Like, yeah. Just because he grabbed him by his face, it's different? Like, I don't know. Like,
Who's that guy that usually posts like all the graphs and memes?
Oh, Semirad? That guy?
Yeah. There was one that's kind of like something similar to that. And it was pretty much, it was like a little meme of aliens. Like, oh, there's a thing. There's a flag. What did he do? Oh, he held after the holding time. The holding time was up.
that dude's great. That dude's fucking awesome. All right, more digi questions because there's more.
Oh god.
What's the Z team? That's the last one. That's the most important one.
So that's his fault.
Okay. What does that mean?
So when I first started on the snowbird team, it was 3 years ago, and it was early season, but kind of near Christmas. And it was about the first time where they were like, all right, you guys can come up. We'll do an early ups. Shouldn't be really saying that, but yeah.
Yeah.
People that ski at snowboard, we do early ups as athletes. Sorry.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not all the time. But he comes in, and it was like me, my buddy Justin Laddie, and Harrison Fitch. And he pretty much looked at us, and he's like, where the fuck are all the pros? I have to deal with you guys? You're not even the B team. You're the Z team. And that's how that started. And it stuck, and then the next 2 years, the most like posted athletes were us three.
So I see. Everywhere. What a fucking dick! What a fucking dick! That's part of his thing, though.
Yep. Love you, Ditch.
Gotta love it.
But you're an asshole.
Gotta love it. Yeah, he knows it. He's a great dude. All right, last question. Why is Gary his real name? Which is from Samuel Winship.
Oh God! Hey Sam. it's my real name because of my mom.
She named you that?
Yeah.
Dad didn't ever say.
Obviously not. No, it was my dad's name and it was my grandpa's name, and I don't know why my mom thought it would be smart to give me the same first name. Sorry, mom, but
it's all right.
She did, and I go by my middle name and. Whenever I fill out legal forms, I just put a G.
Have you changed it? You're like, why don't you change it like legally? Too much work?
Yeah, it sounds like too much work.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that bad. People change their names to weird shit, so I'm sure.
Well, yeah, there's Chad Ochocinco and Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace is the worst one of all time. That's the worst one of all time. It's just like, Ron Artest? Nah, I'm not digging it anymore.
That guy that fought a fan?
That's actually a good reason to change your name, though. Like, if you're going to fight fans.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it would be the opposite of world peace. You know, like, fighting fans like is pretty much the opposite of world peace. So, well, awesome. Well, thank you for doing this. Where can people find you? On the internet, on Instagram, on Facebook, on all this shit. Where can people find you?
Instagram, at TPrism.
Okay.
Don't come looking for me on Twitter or Facebook because I'm just going to be complaining about how bad my sports teams are.
Yeah, that's true. You do it a lot.
and suffering through sports. I don't know why I do this to myself, but I do. And find me usually at Snowbird, skiing the tram. Too much.
A lot.
Well,
that's it. So people can hit you up to come ski Snowbird.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Of course.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, dude. Thank you, people. Bye. That was episode number 82 with T Prism, Taylor Pratt. It was awesome. I had a great time chatting with him. Thank you to our sponsors, Sawatch Hemp
and Pearl Wax. Again, it is Pearl Wax's last episode on their contract with us. Doesn't mean you're not going to see them again, but this is the last episode for them, at least that they initially bought into. And I hope to see them back. Use promo code Out of Bounds while you can to save 20% on your first purchase of Pearl Wax. I would love to see that. And let me know if you get some stuff. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you get. If you have wax questions, I'm happy to help. I know a little bit about this stuff sometimes. So for sure, hit me up if you get anything. Same thing with Sowatch. Let me know how it works out for you. That shit's the best. I really, really love that stuff. Follow Taylor on Instagram at tprism, T_prism. And we'll talk to you guys next week with either Sid Ricketts or Donnie Peltier. I haven't really decided. We'll figure out which order it goes in, and then we'll go from there. Talk to you guys soon. Love you lots. Goodbye.